Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the May 15th, 2024 Special Permit License Board meeting. Ms. Brojas, if we could go ahead and get the roll call, please.
Amin. Brown.
Here.
Hatfield.
Here.
McGill.
Here.
McCullough.
Here.
Moe. And I just will note that, sorry, that she did call today. She just got back from a trip and wasn't feeling 100%, so she didn't want to share anything. And Rommel Finger.
Present.
Perfect.
Perfect, thank you. Did we hear anything on Amin's absence?
No, I did not hear from him.
Perfect. Seeing that we didn't hear from him, we're going to make that one unexcused. Does anyone have any issues regarding that?
I'd like to speak because I thought he had some type of family emergency that evening. Isn't that true?
No, we're talking about for tonight's meeting,
for tonight. Oh,
not
okay.
Last time's meeting.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. See, now we'll move on to the approval of the minutes from the May 1st, 2024 meeting. If we can get a motion.
I move that we approve the minutes of the May 1, 2024 Special Permits and License Board meeting.
I second it.
Perfect. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Seeing none, we're going to move on to special event permits, park recreation, and libraries. Mary Joy, if you could read that into the record, please.
This public hearing tonight, this first item is to consider an application for a special events permit from the Westminster Parks, Recreation, and Libraries Department for the La Magie de Paris event to be held at the Westview Rec Center, 10747 West 108th Avenue on May 18th, 2024. Sorry, just had to make sure I did two times. From 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Westminster Parks, Recreation, and Libraries is a qualifying nonprofit organization in Colorado. A copy of the application is attached. It provides an event summary and a site plan. Leah Krumpholz and Aaron Deagle, event coordinators, are present to answer any questions from the board concerning this event. Pursuant to state law, the event site has been posted continuously for 10 days preceding this hearing to inform the public of the request to sell malt, venison, and spirituous liquor for on-premise consumption and of this hearing opportunity to voice support or opposition to the application. No comments have been received in the city clerk's office as a result of this posting. Officer Gordon Ayer is here to present his report. I submit this information for the record.
We'll go ahead and accept that into evidence. If you could raise your right hand, Detective. Do you swear to affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
I do. Troy Gordon Ayer, Liquor Enforcement Officer on behalf of the city. Police Department did receive application for the special event permit for the Westy Parks, Recs, and Libraries for their event. Security plan was provided, which appeared to be proper. I'll let the applicant go into more detail about that. Local background checks were completed, and there was nothing found that would adversely reflect the application. Police Department has no reason to deny it.
Does the board have any questions on the police report? Seeing none, if we could ask the applicant to come forward. If you could both raise your right hand, do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
Yes.
If you could both state your first name, last name, spell your last name and address for the record, just make sure you speak into the mic because it's not as sensitive.
Okay. My name is Aaron
Deagle. You can lift it up if you want.
Oh, sorry. Okay. My name is Aaron Deagle. Last name is spelled D-I-E-G-E-L. And do you want my home address or the
bus? It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. My home address is 5121 Johnson Street in Arvada.
Leah Krumpholz, K-R-U-M-P-H-O-L-Z. Address is 6512 West 95th Place, Westminster, 80020.
Perfect. If y'all want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about why you're here, what you're looking for, and what your plans are.
So we are hosting our La Magie de Paris on May 18th at the Westview Recreation Center. It is a fun evening of dancing with live music. Dinner is hosted by Carrabba's, and it will just be a really fun evening. We are here because we will be serving champagne, Prosecco. Each participant will get or is offered 2 4-ounce glasses of champagne. Our plan is to have bracelets. They will receive a bracelet with upon their ID, and then once they get a drink, they'll get a mark on their bracelet. Once they get their second drink, then their bracelet will be cut off. So anybody who doesn't have a bracelet will not receive any of the alcohol.
And then they did do this event last year. It was just it was the Amore, Italy. So just different area of the world, but they did have the same service plan in place last year.
And just for the record, Carrabba's is catering it. I catered it last year. I'm catering it again this year. If anybody feels like it's a conflict, I can step out and not participate. You know, I just want that to be known for the record that I am involved in this event.
No
problem. Seeing no objections, we'll move forward. Does the board have any questions for the applicant?
How many attendees do you anticipate?
We have 130 people signed up.
And I believe you have like an additional 40 volunteers?
Correct.
Yeah. Mrs. Hatfield, I commend you on your idea of a mark and then cutting it off. That sounds like it would work very well compared
Thank you.
To other events I've heard.
Yeah, it worked well last year, so.
Any other questions or comments? Is there anyone in the audience who'd like to speak for or against this application? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of this hearing and open it up for a motion or a board discussion.
If there's no board discussion, I'd like to make a motion to approve. Based on the evidence and testimony presented, I move to approve the application from Westminster Rec and Library Special Event Permit to be held on May 18th from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. And it should be held at 10747 West 108th Avenue on May 18th.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Perfect, motion passes. Sorry, I was reading this at the same time. Going, hold on.
You're supposed to know all that stuff already, Parker.
I know. That's why I'm making sure my information's correct.
Like, what date is it again?
May 18th. Hold on. No, I'm just kidding. I've got it all. Perfect. Thank you all.
All right. Thank you.
At this time, we're going to move on to the special events permit for a Paradigm Dance Theater. Do we have anyone here for that?
So I don't see
another person here. So if we could move on to La Marqueta and hear that item, and then hopefully she will arrive and we can hear that.
Perfect. This time we're going to move. Perfect. For this time, we're going to move on to the new hotel restaurant liquor license for La Marqueta LLC. Mary Joy, if you could read that into the record, please.
This is a public hearing tonight to consider this new hotel restaurant liquor license from La Marqueta LLC. To be located at 7677 West 88th Avenue. The property is zoned PUD, Planned Unit Development, and the sale of alcoholic beverages by the drink for on-premise consumption is an allowed use. Notice of this hearing was published on the city's website on May 2nd, and the property has been posted with signage to notify passersby of the date and time of this hearing for more than 10 days preceding this evening. The designated neighborhood boundaries for petitioning purposes were on the north 92nd Avenue, on the south 83rd Avenue, on the west Dover Street, and on the east Pierce Street. Surveying was completed by Oedipus petitioning, and the report with the results of the survey along with a map where petitioning was conducted is part of your record of part of your packet, pardon me. There currently are 15 other hotel restaurant liquor licenses in this neighborhood. Yak and Yeti, Corona's Mexican Grill, Marco's Pizza, Chipotle Mexican Grill, Old Chicago, Three Margaritas, Number 9, Hofbrau, Applebee's Neighborhood Grill, Chili's Hamburger Grill and Bar, Fa 78, Torchy's Tacos, and Black Eyed Pea. And additionally, within the Arvada city limits, the Lake Arbor Golf Course, Renegade Burrito, and Santoramo's Pizza. A report from Liquor Enforcement Officer Gordon Ayer is part of your record, and he's here to present that. I submit this information for the record.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and accept that into the record.
Board, the police department did receive application for a hotel and restaurant liquor license for La Marqueta. The background investigation was completed. There was nothing that would found that it would adversely reflect upon the applicant. Documentation was provided for funding of the business and appears to be proper. The applicant did not indicate on the application experience in the liquor industry. However, the applicant did provide that they are responsible vendor trained. So based on that, the police department has no reason to deny application.
Perfect, thank you. Any questions on the police report? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and accept that into the evidence. If we could ask the applicants to come forward. And while they're coming up here, does anyone have any questions on the survey? Seeing none, if you could raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give us true and complete?
Yes.
If you could both state your first name, last name, spell your last name, and address for the record.
Sochi Montes, M-O-N-T-E-S, and my address is 8221 East 105th Avenue, Henderson, Colorado, 80640.
My name is Jose Barajas, B-A-R-A-J-A-S. Home address is 11464 Main Street, North Grand, Colorado, 80233.
Perfect. If y'all want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about what the restaurant is, what you're looking for, you know, kind of what your plan is, what your liquor plans are, and so on and so forth.
So the facility, actually, it's going to be divided between a meat market and a restaurant. The liquor license we're requesting today is for the restaurant side. The restaurant will be open from 7 to 10 p.m. The idea is to serve brunch in the morning and have the ability to provide mimosas and maybe a beer, you know, for those that like to have their breakfast and a little bit of alcohol. And so in the morning, we will basically serve, like I say, brunch, but it would be like a full breakfast meal with some examples for that would be shredded beef with eggs, potatoes, that type of stuff. And then we will also have pancakes, waffles, pressed juices. And in the evening, it will be mainly like tacos, burritos, tortas, like traditional Mexican food. So the idea of this market and restaurant for us is to be able to combine the ability for the neighborhood to go and buy some of their groceries there and maybe just stay and have brunch or lunch and dinner.
Perfect. I do have a quick question for Mary Joy. On the liquor retail license application, it has the address as Arvada.
That's how it comes up.
Yeah. Based off of the U.S. Post Office, it's an Arvada zip code, but it is within the city of Westminster.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure all that was right before it gets sent to the state, possibly, and then we're back having an issue.
Yeah, it's kind of like borderline.
Yeah. I mean, actually, it's all in Westminster, except for the southeast corner of 88th and Wadsworth. Yeah.
No, I get it. I get mail. My mail comes from Broomfield, but I live in Westminster, so perfect. So, board, have any questions for the applicant?
I have a question, and not so much about liquor. Tell me about your meat market.
what the meat market will have? We will have, the idea is to have pork, beef, chicken, and seafood.
Okay, you'll sell, how will you sell that? Like by the pound? Or?
By the pound, okay, yes. Thank you very by much. The pound. And then we will have fresh produce as well.
Okay, sounds good. This is purely what I care about is meat. So that's why I yes. Thank you.
What is the seating capacity?
Well, the capacity of the building as per construction, it's 99. The seating capacity, it's going to be more like 80 because of the staff that will be working for us.
And how is it going to be managed? Who's going to manage the meat market? Who's going to manage the restaurant?
So that would be Jose. It's a small establishment, really. It's pretty small.
You're going to manage both of them?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. This is Hatfield. Can you tell me about any of the staff you're hiring and if they would be TIPS certified so that they understand how to recognize alcohol limits and that sort of thing?
They will be TIPS certified. They will have to go through the alcohol training as well. We will be paying for that training. Yes.
What are your hours of operation?
It will be 7 in the morning till 2:30 p.m. for brunch, and then we will close for a couple of hours, and then it will be dinner up until 10 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
Does the board have any other questions? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak for or against? You have to ask, even though there's nobody here. Oh, except Mr. Dumont. Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of this hearing and it open up for any board discussion or motion.
I'll go ahead and make a motion, but I'll wait if anybody else has any discussion they'd like to do. Okay, just basically I move to approve based on the evidence and testimony presented. I move that the board find that the application satisfies the state and local requirements for a licensure and that the board approve the application.
I second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, congratulations.
Welcome thank you.
To West you bet. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mary Joy will be in touch with you for the steps going forward.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
So I'm going to see if I can reach this woman and.
At this time, we're going to take a 5-minute recess while we try to get in touch with the Paradigm Dance Theater and seeing if they're going to come or not.
We go to that rec center all the time. Okay. Oh, yeah. Parker probably knows. Yeah. Yes. I know there's an Eiffel Tower sitting in one of the rooms that they're going to bring out and stuff. So.
Hi, Marnie. This is Mary Joy from the City of Westminster. And I was curious, are you going to show up for the hearing this evening?
Doesn't sound good.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I will give you a call back when, let me have a discussion with the board and see if they're going to move forward. Okay. Hold on just a minute. Let me call you back and I'll let you know which way the board decided to move. Yeah, because you are the last item. So let me give you a call back. Thank you. No, it's on the 15th, which is tonight. Okay. Okay, thank you. Bye. She thought it was tomorrow night. She has family in. It was an issue getting her to pick up her sign. She has family in at the last minute. She thought she might be able to get here in 20 minutes. I don't know if you guys want to wait or do you just want to consider the case based on information we have, or do we want to wait, or... Well, her event's this weekend.
I don't mind waiting 20 minutes. If she can be here in, you know, 25 minutes tops.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want her to get in an accident on the way here, but.
Yeah. Where is she coming from? I don't know that. I don't know that. So let me ask her that.
She better be getting ready as you're waiting to call you back. Traffic is on 36.
Hi, Marnie. It's Mary Joy from Westminster. Could you, I mean, how far are you coming from? We don't want you to get in an accident or anything, but the board would prefer that you be here for the hearing. Okay.
Yeah, but the problem is we don't have Zoom set up in SBC.
No, it's... I don't think that there's a way that we could do that.
Make sure it's all recorded for the record.
Hold on just a minute, okay?
Can we do it over the phone?
Well, I could put her on the thing and you could ask her questions and put it by the mic.
I mean, I don't mind that. Yeah, let's go ahead and just do that. It's just... I mean, it's a special event permit. I believe we've heard this before,
yeah.
Haven't we?
Marnie?
Yeah.
Do you have a few minutes now where I could just put you on the speaker and the board could?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Hold on just a minute.
Can you just put it on your microphone so you don't have to get up?
Can you guys hear that?
Hello?
Okay, I'm still here. Hold on just a minute.
What's the difference of that one and that?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Can you hear? Hold on just a minute.
Can we just do a sound check, please? If you could talk to us for a few minutes or for a few seconds.
Marnie, would you
Hi,
just...
Yes, this is Marnie Rendix with the Colorado Movement Lab. I'm one of the owners that's applying for the permit for Friday. Can you hear me?
Can y'all hear over there?
Yes.
Perfect.
I mean, Saturday. I'm sorry. It's Saturday.
Yeah, okay, they can hear
you,
so that's good. Hold
Perfect.
On.
At this time, we're going to move on to, we're going to reopen the continuance of this meeting at 7:24, and we're going to move to the special events permits for the Paradigm Dance Theater. Mary Joy, if you could read that into the record, please.
Turn on your...
It was more interesting watching her trying to do that.
Okay, so... Sorry. Yes. So the board is here to hear this special events permit request from New Paradigm Dance Theater for a spring dance recital to be held on May 18th at the Colorado Movement Lab, which is located at 9910 Wadsworth Parkway, Suite 100. The event is scheduled from 4 to 7 p.m. New Paradigm Dance Theater is a qualifying nonprofit social organization. A copy of the application is attached as part of your packet, providing information, a service plan, and a map of the business. Pursuant to state law, the event site has been posted continuously for 10 days preceding this hearing to inform the public of the request to sell malt, venison, and spirituous liquor for on-premise consumption and of this hearing opportunity to voice support or opposition to the application. This, as of today, the city clerk had not received any calls or information for or against this application. Detective Gordonaire is here to provide his report to the board. I enter this information for the record.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and accept that into the record. Detective Gordonaire, if we could go ahead and get your statement.
Board of the Police Department did receive a special event permit application from Paradigm Dance Theater. The service plan that was provided did seem to be proper with enough information that they're going to be checking IDs. Hand stamps will be used to identify those that are eligible to consume the alcohol, and there'll be a limit of 2 drinks per customer. Background check was completed on the applicant. There was nothing found that would adversely reflect upon the character of the applicant. And the police department has no reason to deny application.
Perfect, thank you. Any questions on the police report? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and accept that into the evidence. If we could ask the applicant to raise their right hand. Do you swear to affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete? Thank you. If you want to go ahead and say your first name, last name, and address for the record.
My name is Marnie Rundix, and I reside at 204 South Cleveland Avenue, Louisville, Colorado, 80027.
Perfect. Thank you. At this time, if you want to tell us a little bit about your event and what you're looking for.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the last statement?
Yeah, if you could just tell us about your event and why you're looking for a permit to host this.
Oh, yes, of course. So we have a nonprofit, which is New Paradigm Dance Theater. The children are performing, their parents and grandparents are coming. We're a new business. We wanted to celebrate and have the adults be able to have a drink or two. We're also having food at the event, and all the proceeds will go to the nonprofit. It'll probably be about 50 people in attendance, and I would imagine about half of those 25 will be adults.
Perfect. Thank you. Does the board have any questions for the applicant? You need to turn on your microphone, sir.
This is board member John Rummelfanger, and I noticed that you're limiting 2 drinks per customer. And how do you monitor that? And how do you identify that they?
I am going to be the. I'm 58 years old, and I've worked in food service most of my life. I'm going to be the person serving, and once I ID them, they're going to get a sticker on their hand, so I know who they are, and I actually probably know 90% of the people. There may be a few grandparents coming that I don't know.
Okay, so if you don't know somebody, how do you know he's not there for the 3rd drink?
I'm sorry, I missed the last part of that statement.
So if you don't know someone, how do you know that they're not coming up for their 3rd drink?
I'm sorry, it's not coming across clearly. You were going to say, how do I know, but I didn't catch the rest.
I'll try again. We see that you're limiting to 2 drinks per customer, and if there's somebody there that you haven't met before and he's got his sticker, how do you know he's not there for his 3rd time around?
Well, I've waited tables, I've bartended, I'm in charge of enrollment, I'm 58, I'm not shy to tell people you've had your 2 drinks and we're going to move to lemonade for you. I mean, I'm just going to watch people really carefully, and I feel like I have good personnel skills and been able to handle this with food service and catering in the past. We don't want to have anyone driving and drinking with issues. We need to protect our families, our dancers, everyone.
Okay, thank you.
And what hours are your event going to be held?
It's between two shows. Between the matinee ends at 4, and then the next show starts at 6. So I put 4 to 7, but I actually think it'll only be from 4 to 6 on Saturday.
So the matinee ends at 4?
I'm sorry, say that again.
So the matinee ends at 4 o'clock?
Yes, the matinee is from 2 to 4, and then the evening show is from 6 to 8.
Okay, thank you.
And so we're only serving food and drinks between the two shows, as the 4 to 6 window.
Perfect, thank you. Does the board have any other questions? Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak for or against? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of this hearing and open it up for board discussion and or a motion.
I just wanted to add, I remember her last event, and she seems very well-organized, and it's for a great cause, so.
I move that we approve the application for a special permit, special event permit for New Paradigm Dance Theater for its event to be held on May 18th at 9910 Wadsworth Parkway, Suite 100 from 4 to 7 p.m.
Perfect. Do we have a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Congratulations, and good luck at your event.
Marnie, I will email you the permit tomorrow, okay?
And the ability to do this over the phone, I am very appreciative.
Okay.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, have a wonderful evening, and thank you, Mary Joy.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks.
At this time, we're going to move on to miscellaneous business reports, upcoming meetings.
So definitely have items, we'll definitely have items scheduled for the next three hearings, the 5th, the 19th, and July 3rd. And right now for the second meeting in July, I'm going to be out of the office, so I'm just waiting to... till we get closer to see if there is a need to have one. And then my coworker Kate might, if we do need to have a hearing, we may go ahead and hold it, and she'll be the attending the hearing during my absence. But we are really working to just get as much taken care of before then. It would just be really the special event permits. I think the liquor licenses we could push off a couple more weeks. But I'll keep you posted at the next two hearings.
And I just want to remind everyone, I won't be here for the next hearing. I have to work late that whole week.
Mary Joy, I want to report that I'm going to be out of the country June 7th through June 17th to attend a family get-together in Trinidad and Tobago.
It is not approved unless you invite us to come with you.
You're welcome to come.
Right. Right. No, he's paying. Yes. Perfect. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Seeing none, thank you all. And the meeting's adjourned at 7:34.